Lenten Day 7, First Sunday of Lent. The triumph of orthodoxy and restoration of icons. 300 million of us. Yes, today is your chance to be a prayer partner in something big. 300 million big. Our participation in Sunday of Orthodoxy is a global effort today to unite in prayer all Orthodox who are communicants of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, which we profess in the Creed. We make the same declaration this weekend in the Sunday of Orthodoxy Vespers service. Today's theme is none other than the victory of icons over iconoclasts who removed icons from worship. We mark an end to an iconoclastic controversy that ranged from 726 to 843. Today we celebrate the restoration of icons to worship on the first Sunday of Lent, March 11, 843. Under Empress Theodora, that huge victory was proclaimed at the Hagia Sophia Cathedral by the Empress, her son Michael III, and Patriarch Methodios. Aside from all this history, which is important, is there something personally meaningful to you about today? Think about this. To really venerate an icon, become an icon. Yes, that means you. You can. Let the qualities of the holy ones painted in the icon become the qualities of which you aspire. On Sundays, in church, you are surrounded by icons. What about the other 6 days of the week? Here is a thought for you. In the spring of 1983, the inaugural Christ the Savior Seminary Illumined newspaper was printed. I recently came across my copy in which I had the privilege of writing an article, and in it I said, when an icon is hung on the wall in your home, an ordinary room becomes the place claimed for Christ. Is this your home? Give it some thought today.